Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you tired of using Google Drive or Dropbox to send files to clients? Well, never get burned again with FilePass. I love and use FilePass exclusively for sending files to my clients. It's a cloud file sharing website specifically made by engineers for engineers. It's absolutely amazing. Go to mixingmusicpodcast.com/FilePass to check out the full feature list and subscribe today. Never lose another dime to burned projects. Happy mixing, my friends, and enjoy the show.
One, two, three.
Hello, and welcome back to Mixing Music. I am your host, DK, and I have a very exciting topic that I wanted to talk about today. Me and a couple buddies were talking about what it means to be confident, and at what time in your life you need to give yourself permission to be confident, and what confidence really is. Like, why do people in the music industry kind of like limit themselves because they aren't confident enough? And where does that stand as far as like business as an engineer? Now, we had a lot of really cool conversations, and I wish he could be on the show with me today, but unfortunately, he was unavailable, but we had some really deep conversations about this and talked about the role that confidence plays in our lives. Now, I'm going to tell you a little bit of a story about me. For about the past year and a half, before the spring, I was in a pretty big slump. Now, I was a happy guy. My family life was good. Money was okay. But as far as just like me and my personal satisfaction from my own work and how good I thought I was in a pretty big slump. I wasn't writing any music. I wasn't doing a lot of like mixing. I wasn't like outsourced. I wasn't trying to mix for bigger and better clients. I just kind of had lost. I had forgotten where I was, and I kind of like compared to a lot of people too much. And I was in a very big confidence slump. I don't know if I'd say I was depressed, because just in general, it was with my work. I was definitely not feeling as confident as I was. I think part of the reason is because we, as the main character of our own lives, I was looking at myself and seeing all these other people with great accomplishments, and they get recognized for what they do. And here I was, you know, a young punk, and yeah, I do pretty well for myself, and I know I have my own studio that I'm able to self-sustain, and from like at a young age, but at the same time, I was just really unsatisfied with my own personal growth. I thought, why am I not good enough? Why am I not getting more recognition? And I'm not getting better fast enough. And it was really frustrating. I was losing a lot of confidence, and to a certain degree, I probably lost a lot of business. There were probably some clients that felt like I wasn't as confident. So maybe because of that, I had a lot more clients during that time that were a lot more like picky and wanted more revisions, because I probably didn't believe in myself as much as I do now. And that came off. And when they work with someone that doesn't believe in themselves, then that reflects onto how they feel about how they felt about me. Now, fast forward a little bit. I really came out of that slump during my week at Mix with the Masters in France with Leslie Brathwaite. And a little bit of a story here. During that week, I probably came off as very inconfident. I mean, think about me. Like a really young guy gets accepted to this awesome program and I get to go and I'm able to fund it. And I'm still having confidence problems, you know. And I'm sure most people are, to be honest. I doubt, and I meet so many people that are like this, so I doubt I'm the only one that I was struggling with this. And during this week, Leslie kept saying things and critiqued my mixes and stuff in a way that I just realized I need to have more confidence. Like I don't need to be in a slump. Like I don't need to feel bad about my own self. I'm doing really good. And he kind of put it all into perspective for me and really, really changed my business and my mentality about music. To be honest, I wasn't enjoying music as much as I am now or as much as I was before during the slump, where I honestly just needed someone to tell me that I was doing good and put me in the right spot. So I'm currently reside in Utah, and I will be moving soon in order to change businesses, but we can talk about later. But I will be moving soon. Hopefully by next spring. But as of right now, I'm in Utah. And when you're in a small place where there's not a big music scene going around and there's a bunch of other studios, you get caught up in comparing yourselves to other people and to other studios and how they're doing. And you see their success. And like they've been building that company for what? Like so many more years than you have. But it feels like you'll never get to that point. It feels like your progress is really slow, even though in reality, their progress was really slow as well. But it hurt my confidence because I was growing so slow and it was upsetting. And I was comparing myself to these other people that had spent way more time on their business and have way more experience than me. And I think we've all felt that. We've all felt a loss of confidence due to the fact that we're either comparing ourselves or we're frustrated with our own personal growth and the speed of our own personal growth. Anyway, during this week, as I was kind of comparing myself to a more national standard and less to a local standard, I realized I was doing really good in a national level. Like comparing myself to people from all over the world, I was doing really good. I had no excuses, no reason. I wasn't doing as bad as I thought I was. And I really needed that trip, because that trip changed my life from a mental health perspective. Since then, I started this podcast. I'm creating tons of content from all various sources of social media. I'm working with more people. My clients are happier because I'm more confident in my craft. And I'm, to be honest, now I feel like sometimes I get borderline cocky. Now, I am not trying to endorse cockiness or arrogance. That is not what I'm trying to say at all. And that is definitely super bad on a personal level, but also for business. But I feel like I'm kind of like going into this really confident time in my life. And just because of my personality and like my thoughts on myself, because of that change, because of the way I feel about my own work, it's reflected on my clients. Since then, I've had many more clients, higher quality clients, a lot more opportunities given to me, and my clients have been much happier overall. So maybe this is the takeaway. Are you struggling right now with personal self-confidence with your work? I have a friend, and I'm not going to say his name. Let's say his name is Sam. My friend Sam is a producer, friend of mine, and I don't produce. I usually hire that out. So, but with my, you know, my SEO work and the work I've done on my website, people sometimes ask for me to produce, where I pass it on to my friend Sam. Now, Sam is not his real name, obviously, but for my friend Sam, he's a musician as well, has his own band and does his own music, is an amazing, really talented songwriter and producer, but he definitely does not have the confidence that reflects that. I've never received work from Sam and heard his demos and not been impressed. Like, I'm always impressed by his work and wondering why the heck is he struggling with confidence? Because there is no way in hell that I would be able to produce at that level as him. Now, this is so interesting to me because my friend Sam also struggles to make a living from it, even though in my eyes, he is much more talented than me. And I honestly think it just comes down to the confidence and the way that he feels about himself. He posts on social media and tells people that he's not good enough. Now we live in a time where our weaknesses are glorified, our disabilities are glorified, and people like to brag about their limitations. But you know what? I think that that's not good. I mean, I think that we need to understand, and I am all about like awareness and helping people that have that and knowing, like, you know, not treating those people less. But I mean, we all have disabilities of some kind, low level. You know, I have very bad ADHD and so do many other people. Some people just have a hard time making friends and networking. You know, everybody has difficulties. Nobody is better off at 100% than anybody else. Some people are more at an advantage, but that's not enough for them on that alone to be ahead of you. We kind of build our own limitations on our confidence. And I'm starting to see this more around because my friend Sam, amazing, amazing portfolio, can't get clients because his clients don't believe in him because he doesn't believe in himself. It's really sad, honestly. And I love my friend Sam, and I really hope that he can find a way to build his studio and his clientele that reflects the level of his work, because he makes really good work. So my question for you is this: is your confidence in your own work standing in the way of you making more money, of having more business? One thing that you might be able to implement now. As a mix engineer, before I would do the same thing, very common in my past years, I would say, you know, the first two or three revisions was free. And after that, you pay for the revisions. During that time, maybe it was because I wasn't as good as I am now. But I honestly think that kind of shows a lack of confidence. And it shows that a client, they have this free opportunity, you know, oh, we get up to three. Ooh, let's take advantage of it and get all three. So I would get tons of revisions requests, and most of my mornings were revisions requests. After a while, I actually wanted to, you know, step up. I said, I believe in my product. I really believe that I put out good work. I have so many satisfied clients, thrilled clients that love me and keep coming back to me. You know what? I believe in my product. I have enough confidence. I'm going to say, anytime that I mix for you, you have unlimited revisions for your entire lifetime for free. I'm not going to worry about revision limitations. And guess what? Ever since I put that into a policy, a lot of my clients stopped asking for revisions. Sure, I still get them. I'm not saying that they went away, but the mentality from client to me changed. It definitely has changed from just a simple policy change. They know that I'm doing my very best. They know that they could take advantage, but it's different. It's different now. They know that they could do it, but you know, they have unlimited, and now they don't have limited resources. They can do it whenever they want, and they know that I'm doing my best because I don't want them to do that, to be fair. And I really stand behind my product. I stand behind my product so much that I'm willing to lose money on it. And they understand that. They feel it. They feel the confidence. And a lot of clients stopped asking for revisions. Now, this may not be the case for everybody. Maybe your business is not in the right position to start offering unlimited revisions. Maybe your business actually would be better if you had limited revisions. That being said, for me, it has been a wonder, and it makes me wonder why more people don't do that. I really believe in my product, and I really want you, and I'm a huge endorser of a happy state of mind, a healthy state of mind. There's so many people, and this is really bad, specifically within the music industry. Lots of people struggle with confidence. Songwriters don't think that their songs are good enough. Producers don't think that their arrangements are good enough. You know, engineers don't think that their work is good enough because they don't have any acknowledgements. They don't have any Grammys. They haven't won any awards. They haven't worked with the best of artists. That's all so much bullshit. And I'm sorry, but like, that's just not right. We shouldn't, I don't think that comparisons should be made in order to bring yourself down. I'm the type of person that I'm sorry, this is really bad, but I compare myself very often. But I try to turn that comparison into a way of motivating me. Not turning me down, not making me think less of me, but a way of motivating me. What is he doing right? What can I do? What is she doing right? What can I do that in my own way that is true to myself, to turn that into something that can benefit my business, right? I don't think comparisons in general are healthy. So if you can avoid that, I'm just the type of person that can't avoid that. So I've just tried to turn it into a strength. But I want to tell you right now, you listeners, I want you to be confident. One of the first episodes that I ever made on this podcast, and you've probably listened to it, it's one of my more popular episodes with more listens, is how I thought about mixed feedback. And I ended the episode saying, and I end many episodes saying this, and I'm going to remind you listeners, I forever will be offering free mix feedback. And I don't mean to brag, and I'm not trying to say that I'm better than anybody else, but what I'm trying to say is I feel that I'm very good at giving feedback. You know what? I will be very honest with you. If there's something that takes away from your mix, I'll be very honest with you. But at the same time, there's different genres, and different genres are mixed different ways. Some things don't need to be perfect. In fact, some music, the more perfect it is, the more it takes away from the vibe. And as mix engineers, sometimes we get lost in the perspective of these and the songs that we're working on. We get lost in perspective. When I give you feedback, I will be very real with you. I will be focusing on how I feel. And did this song emotionally move me? I've had many, many requests for mixed feedback already to the start of this show. And a lot of them were amazing. It wasn't exactly what I would do, but I would listen to it and I would be so emotionally moved. There was one song in particular where like I was about to start crying. It was just such a moving piece, a moving song. And it was mixed beautifully. It was great. I mean, the mix wasn't like amazing, and it wasn't like necessarily a Grammy standard, whatever that means. But the vibe, the feeling definitely, definitely came across. And I wanted to instill that confidence in my friend, my new friend, right? And so I want you to do the same. I want you to have confidence. If you're struggling on a piece or on a song, on a mix, feel free, send it my way. Send me an MP3 to my email, deekeimixes@gmail.com. Send me an MP3 asking for revision. Give me a few days. I'll get back to you with my real thoughts, and I'll be honest with you. And I also want you to start thinking about your own work and how your personal confidence may affect your business and the quality of your work and the satisfaction of your clients. This is real. This is a real struggle that we have in our industry, more than any other industry, from my opinion. And you know what? That may be an exaggeration, but it's probably not far off from the truth. I know way too many people that struggle with self-confidence, and you don't need to be that. You don't need to be that. We are all learning, and we are all learning very slow. We are all learning slower than we are satisfied with. No one is learning and growing at a speed that is beyond their expectations. I want you to remember that. Do not negate the time that it takes to gain experience and to grow, and the time that it takes to learn from your mistakes and to go past your own ego and like to grow past your limitations. It takes time. Don't compare yourself to people that have been doing it 15 years longer than you, thinking, why am I not at that same level? There's so much stuff that can happen in 15 years. It's incredible. Don't let that take away from what you're doing now. Be confident. You are amazing. And if you ever need anything, if you ever need any help, or you need a pick me up, even a mix revision, whatever it is, you hit me up. All right? Because I'm here for you. And I will be totally, totally honest with you. All right. So that's kind of what I want to talk about today. This is a conversation that I was having with a friend. So I just really felt like it's a very important topic that people keep forgetting about. If you have any questions, hit me up on Instagram. Instagram is going to be easier for me to just regular, you know, regular conversation type stuff. For mixed revisions, email me. Hit me up on Instagram. Otherwise, @DKMixes, DEEKEI Mixes. Hit me up, message me. You know what? Keep going, keep hustling, keep working. Be confident in who you are and what you do, and stay saucy.
1, 2, 3.
This episode of Mixing Music with DK has been brought to you by LaunchPod Media. If you want to start a podcast, make sure to start it right with LaunchPod Media. We have a lot of videos of the podcast and various other tutorials on YouTube. You can subscribe to our channel at mixingmusicpodcast.com/YouTube. Happy mixing and enjoy the show.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money.